WSHIT now returns to Meditations with Moon Pasta.
It's the beginning of a new lunar sun cycle. Time to set our intention. Reflections. Detection. Inflection. Om. Let's do it together. Cause everything is better together. Let go of the past. It does not serve you. Stop thinking about the future. It may never come. Hang on tightly to the present. Hang on. Like a bird in flight. Flying through the universe. Can you hear the bird? Cuckoo! 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 Uh-oh. Birds can't breathe in space. Your bird is dying. Better bring it back down to Earth. There she is, your dead bird, fluttering on the floor, gasping for air. What will you do? Shall we take her to the vet? Shall we give her CPR? No. Her fate is hers, and yours is yours. Even though you're the one who brought her to space, it's your fault. But you can do better. Set your intention now. You won't kill your bird. Not in this new year. Not again.
Welcome to TCB TV Minus.
Chatting by the fire.
All your favorite stars, content and shows somewhere else. We take all the stuff you love about streaming TV, throw it out the window.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
If you've been a fan of The Commercial Break for any period of time, you know that Chrissy and I are not afraid to try new things. We're also not afraid to put those new things down as soon as we get bored. One of the things we tried in 2021 was Fireside, a social audio app unlike Clubhouse, where the creators come first and podcasters do well. Fireside became friendly with The Commercial Break during the summer, and I got an invitation to meet one of its co-founders, Mark Cuban, at dinner in Nashville, Tennessee. While Fireside has become something we do infrequently, the team over there could not have been nicer to us in 2021. Chrissy and I honestly got a bad taste in our mouth about Fireside when we did the first four episodes and people didn't stay longer than 3 minutes. We couldn't figure out why. Was it the application? Was it us? Were we just not funny? What we learned later was we had not plugged the application into the soundboard, so no one could hear us. That's right, we were doing full episodes to absolutely nobody. During those episodes, I kept asking people if they wanted to come up on stage and talk with us, and no one responded. Of course they didn't. They couldn't hear us. So we put these episodes in the can because most of it is me being annoyed that no one wants to come and talk to us on Fireside, even though they clearly can't hear us. Listening back to the episodes now, when I'm not squawking at people that can't hear us, there's some interesting segments. So I cut those up for episode number 3 of TCB The Lost Tapes. Enjoy.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Hey, welcome to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy. Hey, there we are. Look at that.
There we are.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm
best. Best to you. Technical difficulties.
Best to you, Brian.
You know, I think our show is best to you, Chrissy. I think our show is really marred by technical difficulties of the, like, easiest kind.
It is.
Like, turn it on, dumb shit. For those of you that can't see right now, we are in a studio that's probably 10 by 10, I would say. It's a room that we've repurposed in my house. It's a 10 by 10 studio, and there are literally thousands of wires running from one end of the studio to
yes,
the other.
They're everywhere.
And half of them are not even plugged in yet. We're so scared to touch them because we got everything working just the way we like it. So I feel like we're just, I feel like we're getting there. We're climbing the technological ladder one step at a time,
along,
Chrissy.
Right.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you!
Yes. Did you see where in Atlanta or in, I forgot who they were playing. I think it was New Jersey, the Brooklyn Nets, somebody that the Atlanta Hawks player was being spit on inside of the arena?
Yes.
How crazy is this?
I know. It's awful.
Yeah. I mean,
that fan was banned, I think, for life.
Banned for life, but what does that really mean?
I don't know.
Who really cares? You can still watch it on TV. Shouldn't you be arrested?
Yes.
I feel like back in the days when I was growing up and you went to a sports game, you know, a sports ball game, and you were really angry with the people that were on the court, you just start a fight with somebody else in the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the appropriate way to handle
yelling.
Your anger. Yeah,
don't do direct yelling.
Yeah, we paid thousands. And the thing is this guy paid thousands of fucking dollars to get in there and watch a playoff game.
Yeah.
And now he's spitting on the people. I mean, it's just like, you know you're going to get kicked out.
Yeah. It's an inappropriate thing to do.
It's completely inappropriate thing to do. Unbelievable. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read more about Chrissy and I. Find all our show notes and watch our entire video library or listen to our entire audio library. It's all right there for you, Chrissy. One neat, like, nice little package.
It is.
For the tidy price of $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling. But if you act now, we'll give it to you for free.
Act now.
Now, quickly. At The Commercial Break is where you find us on Instagram and 470-449 is where you can text and leave us a message. Standard text messaging rates do apply. So we got international texts over the weekend.
Oh, we did.
We did.
That's
you know
exciting.
How I know this international text? It's in Farsi, I think.
Oh, okay.
So I have no fucking clue what they're saying. And then I put it in like the little Google Translate and it made no sense whatsoever.
Okay.
It was like, you know, the day is on fire. Don't even know what that means.
Maybe it was a bot.
Probably. Probably. It's probably that guy that I...
Yeah, I was going to say.
The guy that I scammed. The scammer that I scammed?
Yes.
I showed him.
He's trying to get back in touch.
He is. I really want to get that guy on the phone. Like, I really want to have a conversation with that guy on the phone. I think that's the best way to handle this, is if him and I can speak on the phone. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, when a scammer calls my phone or writes me an email, I don't let it go. That's not something I stay away from. I engage immediately. It's like, set your heat seekers on destroy. And so I engage immediately and I have fun with it. And
it is fun.
Yeah, the other night it was like 2 o'clock in the morning and somebody, you know, they replicated a friend's Facebook. Then they DM'd me explaining how a new government program called, you know, the National Association of Belt Workers is now giving away up to $1 million for free.
Yeah.
But the good news is that they will be sending you that money via FedEx right now. You're going to get it in the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go to Walmart and get me $10,000 worth of Sephora gift cards. But don't tell the manager because they might be suspicious.
They might rob you.
Yeah, they might rob you. That's right. So the guy basically worked for the CIA, but he was concerned about the Walmart manager robbing me of $10,000 in cash. He's like, do you have the cash on you? I'm like, yeah, the cash on me. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Also,
let me run by the ATM.
I lo- loved that they were going to go get your money from the World Bank.
Yes.
They needed to go pick it up at the World Bank, and they were packaging it.
The FedEx men's were on their way to my house via they had to stop by the World Bank, pick up the money, and they actually sent me a video of them packing up the money, and I was like, wow, that's rather convincing. I think that's from Ocean's 11. Look at the technology these scammers have. Unbelievable.
That was like a clip.
Yeah.
And then just replayed and replayed. I know. Packing money.
Here we are live. Is that George Clooney packing up my money? It's unbelievable. Look at Brad Pitt right next to him. The two of them. They're really invested in the success of America. And then so what they did was they asked me to pick an amount between $70,000 and $700,000. And it was like this 4-page text message, you know. And each amount had a correlating administration fee that I would just have to send them immediately in gold dot gift cards.
Yeah, American Express,
that's right.
Gold dot.
And, you know, I wonder if I had let it play out long enough what the next step would be. I guess it would be scratching off the back of them and giving them the numbers so that they can use them online.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't let it go that far. I had to get some sleep. I've been going on for an hour and I was like, I got to go to bed. But I tried to call the guy I tried to call the guy the next day because that's where the real action is. Of course, I have a podcast. I would have loved to play it. Do you think I have to get permission to play scammers?
I bet if you said you were going to get the gift cards, he'd give you permission all day.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, I'm going to get these gift cards, but can I record your voice just in case? I think your voice is adorable. Can I record it so I can listen to it at night over and over again? Thanks, John. His name is John Smith, too. It's always John Smith.
Right.
Yeah, because that works out. I wanted to talk to you about something as I'm trolling the dark recesses of the internet for the commercial break, for the hundreds of thousands of commercial break listeners that I wish were listening.
Right.
So
you come across some interesting stuff.
I do. That's my wife is like, what are you doing in the studio? And I'm like, I'm editing. What are you talking about? I'm editing. Meanwhile, I'm on backpages.com trying to find content for the show. I'm looking up the new bikini trends for the show. I got to be up to date on all the bikini trends. What are you talking about? So, you know, it occurred to me that I keep on reading these articles. You know, you go to like News of the Weird or whatever. It's Florida man does this. You know, one of them was Florida man strikes woman in face with shark, ends up arrested for domestic violence.
Wow.
You know, Florida man, you know, kills gator, you know, brings live gator into the middle of Disney World. Florida man uses fireworks to clean out his chimney. Right. Stuff like, I mean, it's just like ridiculous shit. That you think only happens in Florida, and everyone has this. It's everyone speculates on why this shit happens in Florida. Oh, it's hot down there. That's where all the crazies go. You know, that's where, you know, when you're a felon and you have nothing left in life, you go live on the beach in some trailer or whatever. But the reality,
there's no income tax either.
There is no income tax, but I'm not sure that the guys we're talking about are really worried about paying their taxes. I don't know, I just have a feeling that taxes are the last thing on their list on April 15th. I'm gonna get some White Claw. Kill that gator. I live close to Florida, so I've been to Florida.
Florida's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I have property in Florida, right? So I was wondering, you know, why do Florida guys, why is that a thing? It's a trope, right? It's an old thing. You hear Florida man, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I think the reality here is a combination of things. Yes, I think it's hot and I think people do crazy stuff, but I think what it also has to do with is an extraordinarily large population of human beings in many, many towns where they have these kind of small press offices where they're looking for stories all the time.
Oh, right.
But the access to information in Florida is much more liberal than it is anywhere else. In other words, they have a Freedom of Information Act that basically puts out every record having to do with an arrest or a police interaction within 24 hours of it happening. It's actually state law. So it's not about, there's the TCB vacuum again.
Part of the show.
Don't worry about the commercial break. Just paying the bills around here. Don't worry about it. Can you please vacuum the door, the studio door, if you don't mind? You are not a good storyteller.
I know. I leave that up to you.
But so this guy's running around on a burglary spree, and what he's doing is he's leaving behind White Claws everywhere that he goes.
Like empty ones? Yeah, like he's crushing one.
Yeah, crushing it and then throwing it up. Gonna go hit the pawn shop. Gotta get some cigarettes at the Quickie Mart. We go to that jeweler over there. I'm gonna leave behind a White Claw everywhere I go. Florida man with the last name of Florida goes on crime spree in Zephyr Hills. Classic Florida. This is classic Florida man. He's actually a Florida man. Florida woman found, lest you think that a Florida man is the only thing that, you know, we're equal opportunity offenders here.
Right.
So lest you think that Florida man is the only person who can be a Florida man, it's also Florida women. Florida woman found naked in drain storm is rescued once again.
Once again? This wasn't the first time. No, wow.
So this lady, the storm drain gets full and she kind of likes to float down the... Like,
oh my God, naked.
Yeah. No, when you were a kid and you used to go play near the, you know, play out in the, when it rained and you'd play out in the curb because it was the stream.
Right.
And you felt like it was a lazy river or something. In your mind, it was a river, you know. This lady actually has like one of the moats that fills up in your yard, like a water, you know, reclamation area, like a little
thing.
Canal. Yeah. So she liked to play in the canal every time it rained. She got stuck in the drain multiple times, but she's naked because, I mean, how else would you play in stormwater?
No, you
but
have
do
to
it naked.
Strip down.
Not only are you probably going to get syphilis and encephalitis, but do it directly through all the orifices. Here's my favorite. Florida woman steals bucket of sex toys from bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck it. First, there's a couple questions.
Hey, partner, what'd you like? I'd like a jackrabbit, please. Why? Sure. Are you talking about the drink? Or the bucket of dildo?
Why was there the sex toy?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was
the bar.
Maybe it was sex toy night at the bar.
It was. She got greedy.
Or
she took them all.
I don't need one. I need all of them. Come down to Bob's. Come down to Bob's. Oil change and liquor.
It's sex toy night.
Sex toy night down at Bob's. Oil change and liquor. With every drink, you get a free wang. What in the world is going on at that bar?
I don't know.
Like the kind of bar I need to visit.
Yes.
For TCB purposes.
Yes, it's the minus. That's the minus content. That's the
all
quality,
your favorite content somewhere else.
The quality minus content. We
TCB TV minus. Cut the cord from all the pluses. Why pay those outrageous prices for good content when you could get shitty content for $0? TCB TV minus. Helping you get through your day. Florida man buys TV ads in attempt to reopen Canadian border.
What?
So listen to this. So the guy was so upset about the COVID restrictions, right? He felt like... Yeah. I won't get into it. You understand what he felt like. Yes. He felt like, you know...
It's unfair.
Fuck these guys. You know, it's unfair. And so I'm going to open up the Canadian... So he was going to reopen the Canadian border by buying ads on the Clear Channel ad network, the billboard network, that basically said, the border is open. Come to the United States. So he was buying ads, usurping the COVID restrictions, encouraging people to come down to the United States. And, you know, why not? When you're not paying income taxes, what better way to spend your money than to encourage people to die in the middle of a pandemic? I mean, what in the world?
Those things aren't cheap either. Like the billboards, maybe they were, though.
Those billboards are cheaper than you think they are.
Yeah, really.
Take it from a guy who's bought a couple billboards in his life.
That's right. Didn't you buy a
billboard? That was one of my commercial break ad initiatives.
Yes.
Listen, you're driving 95 miles per hour down Highway 95 and up pops the commercial break. I'm sure the first thing you're going to do is go, hey, honey, get out of our Spotify. I want to check out that commercial break. The funny thing is people did actually listen from that.
Really?
Yeah, but it was horribly. I mean, it wasn't expensive, but all the impressions you had to get just to get one person.
Yeah.
My thought was that, you know, people listen to podcast. Listen, we were a new podcast and I was trying
very new.
I was trying to put, you know, fire. I was trying to put gasoline on the smoldering fire. The meteoric rise and complete downfall of the commercial break started and began when Brian decided billboards were the best way to advertise his podcast. I also got a plane with a sign on the back and I flew around the Black Mountains of South Dakota.
Perfect.
That's gold. That's marketing gold you can take to the bank.
Yes.
I'm going to get on those other social media apps and charge money for that. Here's my favorite, I think, of all the ones that I found so far, is Florida man is arrested after striking daughter with piece of pizza. I mean, listen, I don't think domestic violence is funny in any way, shape, or form. I'm not condoning it.
No.
But he was arrested because his daughter called the cops after he smacked her with a piece of pizza.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's one way to do it. There's another one.
There's discipline.
Florida man arrested for third DWI after the excuse he used did not work. Do you know what the excuse was for the third time he used this excuse, honestly believing it was true?
What?
He only drank at the stop signs, so he wasn't drinking and driving.
Oh, my God.
He told the police officer that. Not once, not twice, but three times he had this conversation with a police officer. You can't do that. Look up state law number 64-B. I'm stopped at a stop sign. You can't arrest me unless you actually see me driving with the bottle in my hand.
Oh, yeah. You know that's how that
It's
went
in
down.
The Constitution.
Right.
Amendment number 42-B. It's just like it's right next to my right to breathe freely. Florida man hotel trips over scale bathroom. Trips over scale bathroom, sues the Seminole tribe for $62 million.
What?
He tripped over a scale in the bathroom.
In his right? bathroom?
Yeah, the guy weighed about 400 pounds, right? So he's no small young man. And he trips over the scale and I think he broke an arm, right? So he fell and he broke an arm. Mm-hmm. He then sued. It was the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe Hotel where he was at, okay. Which is this huge resort down in, I think it's in Tampa or Miami or somewhere. But so he sued the Seminole tribe for $62 million for pain and suffering.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe this?
No.
If I swear on all that's holy, this guy wins that lawsuit, Uncle Brian's going to tripping over some scales.
Yeah, exactly.
First of all, who puts a scale in a hotel?
I don't know. I've never
Have you ever seen a scale
one.
In a hotel?
No, I don't think so.
An upscale hotel, you know what I'm saying? Jose? You see what I did there? Put two and two together. Florida man nearly electrocuted to death after he tries to remove annoying birds from power lines.
Oh, my God.
He took a ladder. He climbed up to the power line.
Oh, my God.
Because the birds were chirping too loudly in the morning. They were annoying him in the morning. So he climbed up the ladder, and he was trying to shoo the birds away.
They're probably like, oh, my God, check this guy out.
Yeah, don't worry about those 60,000 votes.
I'll just fly right over here.
Hey, Bob, here comes that idiot again climbing up the ladder. Let's just bounce a few steps to the left.
Exactly.
Bob has to climb out on the wire.
I'm picturing the little birds like,
I know.
Bouncing over.
Hey, laughing. You want to see Bob fire come from Bob's eyeballs again? Let's get him again. Those crows are smart, dude. You got to be careful. Those crows have been trained to, like, I think they worked for the CIA at one point, like the killer dolphins. Crows are smart.
They are.
Yeah. They're going to outfit. Obviously, they outsmarted you. Why would you climb up a.
That's
I never got this.
Dumb.
There was a guy when I grew up in Chicago. There was a guy. We had the power lines that were, you know, the power lines that go out in front of your house.
Yes.
But they were burying some of them
right.
at a time. And so, you know, they were going, the power company was going about burying the lines, right?
Yep.
So there was a guy that was about five houses down from us that decided one night in a drunken stupor that he was going to get up and help the power company bury the lines. Or at least that's the old story that we heard. I was like 6 years old, so I don't really know what happened. But this is the story that we were told as children. He was trying to help the power company. Probably trying to get away from his wife. And so he actually took a ladder, and he climbed up, and he went and he touched one of the sides of the transformers. And obviously, immediately fell to the ground with fire coming from his chest.
Yeah.
Like, I mean... Yeah, I don't know how electricity works. I have no idea. I'm not an electrician. At least I play one on TCB TV-. TCB TV-. All your favorite experts, minus any of the education. So this guy was like in critical condition for a long time.
I'm sure
because
he
went and touched the transformer on the first of all.
Yeah.
At least in my neighborhood, that's pretty high. Like you got to get a pretty tall ladder to get up there.
Yeah, they're
right?
not real low.
No. Who did that? Yeah, but I'll never forget all the fire engines and all the commotion. The thing was, it was in the middle of the night, too. Who knows what the guy was doing, honestly. Florida woman accused of sneaking into high school dressed like a high school student to get more TikTok followers.
What?
This is my favorite, Johnny Depp. 21 Jump Street. Right, 21 Jump Talk. 21 Talk Street.
Oh my God, so she dressed up she dressed in a high school.
Like a high school.
What was she doing running around? I don't know. What do you mean, what did she do? Follow me on TikTok. Hey, I'm one of your classmates.
I'm a new junior. Hey, I just got here from Central Valley High. I'm Tina, your new classmate. Wow, Tina's got gray hair. She said she's had 2 C-sections and a vaginal birth. She looks a little old to be a junior.
She's trying to get more TikTok followers. She's
67 years old. Wow, Tina's got a walker.
I mean, how did that idea come to her?
I don't know.
I know. Let me go put on some young-looking clothes. And was it like a plaid skirt, like the old, you know?
Now, I wish they had pictures that went along with this, but they don't. But I can only imagine what Tina from Central Valley High looked like.
Follow me on TikTok. Hey, yeah.
Is this new girl in my math class named Tina? She's got varicose veins. It's really weird. She was talking about having to pay her taxes or something. She asked me if I paid my taxes yet. I don't know.
Then she asked me to follow her on TikTok.
Man, you know what? That new girl Tina literally looks like Joey's mom. Who dresses up? What kind of fucking shit is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then how do you get into the high school? How does that work? Don't you have like security guards now and stuff where you actually have to show your ID?
I think a lot of them do. Yeah. Yeah. She mingled in. She found her opening during like a recess.
This is what.
Her lunch break.
Hey, can I get in on your Foursquare? I just got my knee replaced. So I can't jump around.
Follow me on TikTok.
Yeah, follow me on TikTok. At 21 Jump Talk. I'm up to 17 followers. Oh my God, this is my favorite one yet.
Yeah.
Like that's an actual mission that she went on. She woke up one morning and decided that she was going to get more TikTok followers by going back to high school. Listen, I don't know about for you, but for me, high school is the last place I want to go back to at all. But this lady decided that she was on a mission to get more TikTok. This is the problem with society today. This is one of the many problems with society today. But one is that people are so obsessed with TikTok followers that they're willing to dress up to go back to high school, the worst possible time of anybody's life, and suffer through all of the indignities that go along with high school so that you can get another fucking 3 followers on TikTok. I can guarantee that plan did not work.
She might have more followers now just because of this story.
They don't get. They just say Tina. They don't give away. Yeah, okay. Don't give away her name. Yeah. No. Hey everybody! Thanks for tuning in to TCB The Lost Tapes as Chrissy and I take a short break between season number 2 and season number 3. I wanted to remind you that you can go to tcbpodcast.com, listen to all the audio, and watch all the video of every single released episode straight from the website. You can also get your free limited edition collectible TCB sticker by going there. Give us your information, we'll tell you how to get the sticker, and we'll send it off to you. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak is our YouTube channel. You'll also find content there you can't get anywhere else. Clips every single day of the week, as well as special in the studio editions of The Commercial Break. At The Commercial Break on Instagram if you'd like to follow us. And 661 best the number 2 yo 661-237-8296 is where you can text us or leave us a voice message, and we may use that voice message on a future episode. Listen, have a wonderful and happy new year. Chrissy and I and the family members are on the mend from coronavirus, and we'll be back in just a couple of days for season number 3. And now, please take the time to listen to our sponsors and use their specialized URLs or codes if you're in the market for their products or services. Then you can listen to more of me blabbing on about nothing after this.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
The nunchucks. Are those ones that...
Those are the ones that swing around. Yeah, they have a little chain in the middle.
Yeah.
Funny story. So, funny story. You don't say, Brian. Funny story coming from you?
When I was your betting stories.
I know. When I was 7 or 8 years old, we got into karate, right?
Yeah.
We told our parents we really want to do karate. And so they said, okay, they took us down to the local Taekwondo center and we had a sensei, right? The guy who was teaching us.
Yes.
And so there was mainly kids under 13 years old, I would say, but it was a group of us. And the very first class that we went to, the sensei punched us in the stomach, right? I know, it was a really... I'll never forget it, actually. I mean, it didn't hurt. He didn't hit us hard. But he was showing us the power of a what's called a short punch, right?
Okay.
And that was our first lesson, a short punch. And so, okay. So later on that same evening, as Kevin and I are wrapping up our very first Taekwondo session, there's older guys are getting out on the floor, right? And I'll never forget that one of the somebodies, I don't remember who it was, but one of the somebodies had nunchucks, which I don't even think is part of Taekwondo, to be honest with you. I'm not even sure, but I don't think it's part of Taekwondo. I just think it's part of dipshittery, like some dipshit that thought he was cooler than he was. And so he got out in the middle of the floor and he started winging these things around. And so we thought that was really fucking cool. I mean, he was just going to town, like just like literally slapping them all over his body. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. Until he hit himself directly in the face and his nose exploded.
Oh,
I mean, exploded.
God.
I'll never forget how blood red all over his white. Oh my God, Bodhi. It was at the time the scariest thing. And now I look back on it, I think it's the funniest thing that has ever happened. I never remember seeing that guy again in the Taekwondo Center.
No.
Probably because the sensei is.
Yeah, you don't belong here.
Hey, listen, Karate Kid, take that shit somewhere else.
Speaking of Karate Kid,
I told you not to bring the nunchucks.
Speaking of Karate Kid, you know, they've got that new show that's Ralph Macchio and...
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. And he lives in my building.
Oh,
sensei.
Really? Wait, the sensei lives in your building?
Yes.
The guy from the actual original Karate Kid?
Yes, and he's in Cobra Kai.
No
too.
Shit.
Yeah, we've run into him a couple times, like in the elevator or the package room.
Should we beat him up on the way out the door?
I heard somebody tell him one time, sweep the leg.
I bet that guy's like, I'm just trying to live my fucking life. I hate this movie. This movie ruined it for me. I was a good looking kid. I was almost in that, what's that movie with the ones about the vampires?
Oh, Twilight?
Yeah, no. The one way back from the 80s with Kiefer Sutherland. And,
oh, the Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys. Yeah. I was almost in the Lost Boys. Then they cast me in Karate Kid. Now look at me. I'm playing a used car salesman on Cobra Kai. On Hulu Plus.
It actually gets good reviews.
Does it?
I haven't watched it.
No, I remember Karate Kid fondly, but it didn't age well. I went back and watched it. I didn't find it to be particularly interesting as an adult. And so, I don't know. I'm not knocking Cobra Kai.
Miyagi
I've never watched it.
Never gets old, though.
Well, Miyagi's long since passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miyagi. If they had Miyagi in it, then maybe I'd watch it. But maybe I watch it now with this poor guy. He's like, all I want to do is just go to work. I fucking hate my life.
We saw him out by the pool one day, too.
Yeah? Is he like buff?
He's buff. Now, I'm talking about, I think you're talking about Ralph Macchio, the main guy.
No, I'm talking about the guy he fought in the last scene, the blonde kid.
No, I'm talking about the sensei.
In the original t-shirt. Movie?
Yes.
Oh, that guy's like 112 years old.
He's 70, I think.
He was dead. Like,
no, but he's still great shape.
Is he really?
Still looking good. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
I bet he's a Florida man. He looks like a Florida man. What other movies was he in? Wasn't he in a Rambo at some point or something?
Yeah, he's definitely been.
Yeah, he's one of those character actors that was sneaky, like popular back in the 80s. Yeah. Like you saw him
as
in movies.
As the bad guy.
Yeah, he never really had any substantial. I mean, he had a substantial part in Karate Kid.
He's been in a ton of stuff.
But he never had his breakout Godfather 2 role. I bet he's still like, this fucking movie. Ralph Macchio must be the one who's like, I fucking hate this movie. Yeah.
We've tried to get you to pay.
Yeah, we tried to get you to pay, but it didn't work. The meteoric rise and the extreme downfall of the commercial breaks Patreon page. We tried to get you to pay.
We did have one.
We were going to give you that great content you were looking for, but then we decided, let's just give them the regular shit for free. They don't know what they're missing. We wanted to give you good content, but bonus. Then you wouldn't pay us. So you know what?
You can get all the bonus material at our con at TCB.
That's right, at TCB
con.
Which is just it's a con. 20 tokens for $20, and then you too can get an autographed copy of our set list here. or the vacuum that constantly makes an appearance.
The vacuum that was used on episode 50.
Yeah, episode 50, episode 47, episode 32. You'd think after a certain while, like someone would get that the schedule was, hey, we're going to actually not vacuum during this period of time.
Yeah, when Chrissy and Brian go into this door,
as soon as the door closes.
But it seemed like that was the key. That was the signal.
It was. It was like, time to vacuum.
they're out of this room. Yeah.
Let me do it right in front of the studio door, too. Unbelievable. Go back and listen to some of our older episodes, and you'll find that you too will hear that. So all of your favorites are going to make an appearance at TCB Con. There's going to be the vacuum, my screaming son,
Henry Fonda,
Rachel,
Amy,
the gas station girl,
Jeff.
We're trying to get Frank Bernardo. Yes. We're trying to get him, but he's expensive. He's two tokens for an autograph. Two tokens for an autograph and free advice. The problem with having Frankie B at TCB Con, if you don't know who Frankie B is, go watch one of the 7 episodes that we've made about Frankie
Which
B.
Which were pointed out to
Yeah, thanks.
Nicely.
Fuck you, man.
He's funny, though.
He's funny. Yeah, he's funny. There's a commenter that's funny. He left us one star.
And not the commenter, but the Frankie
B. Oh, Frankie B is funny. Yes. Yeah, the commenter was funny, too. Maybe he's entering the TCB
maybe that was
best
Frankie.
Comment content. Oh, I didn't even think about mm-hmm. that. Maybe he is. Maybe that is Frankie or one of Frankie's minions. So somebody left us, we talked about this last week, but on another episode, but somebody left us an Apple review, 1 star, where they said that they listened to all of our episodes, but they felt like the Frankie B thing was getting repetitious and it was driving them crazy. So that drove them to now hate listening to us and give us 1 star. Suspiciously, I find the comment suspicious. I think it's somebody that knows us, quite frankly. And I can think of a number.
Frankly.
Yeah, quite frankly, no pun intended, pun intended. Yeah. And I'm an internet investigator. So I feel I feel like I've gotten to the bottom of who this is. I think I know who you are. And, you know, listen, you have to be so jealous. You have to be so jealous of all of our success. All of our success. 20 downloads in one day. You too. You too can have no downloads on your podcast for $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling. Act now. Look at my body. Do you want a podcast no one listens to? Come on down to Brian's Podcast-O-Rama. Bring a microphone. Plug it into the wall.
The con will also have tips and tricks.
Yeah, that's right. Bring a microphone. I'll show you how to plug it into the carpet.
Bring 20 cords.
Yeah, bring we'll 20 cords. I'll show you how to plug out one. That's right. That still won't make your microphone work. You two can have nothing when you press record. So the early days of the episode, early days of the podcast, what you're hearing are the episodes that we actually managed to record all of. But there were many more, and I mean many more, that never got recorded,
yes,
misrecorded halfway through. We started over. I mean, so many.
Or you would call me afterwards and go, that one didn't record.
I remember calling a Chrissy one night at like midnight and being like, because still to this day, we're trying to get ahead, but we never seem to get ahead. No. We record a bunch of episodes and then we find that like three of them are crap and one of them is good. And we're like, we'll run that one. Now we're really putting our feet to the fire by actually going live every time we're recording. Yes. But so one night, midnight.
Did that just make you nervous?
Yeah. It was like,
I just thought about it.
Turn it off.
It's a bad one.
We'll be back. Okay, we're back. So one night, midnight, it was like Monday night or Tuesday night because we used to broadcast on Wednesdays and we did one episode. So it was Tuesday night. We had just finished recording an episode at like 7 o'clock and it took me hours to edit an episode because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing and I was trying to do all kind of different production values. And so I remember listening to the episode and realizing that I had not gotten any of Chrissy's voice. Yeah. So it was just me talking on the podcast.
Laughing to yourself.
Yeah, laughing to myself.
That's a good point.
It sounded like this. It sounded like this. See? No, Chrissy. There she is. Now she's back. Okay. So it sounded awful. I mean, just awful. There was obviously, there was no Chrissy, so there was no way to make the podcast. And I called her at midnight, and I was like, Chrissy. And she's like, oh, no. Did you do it again? I'm like, I know. Are you okay if we did another episode that night? And then I went and recorded it, and it was crazy. Now, we do a little bit better. Mm-hmm. We get most of the episodes recorded. Mm-hmm. I would say we do a pretty good job.
Yes.
And we always have at least one backup. And so when we took a vacation the other week, I decided that rather than run... So we have a bunch of episodes that we don't feel are TCBTV minus material. Not the kind of quality you're looking for.
They're minus minus.
Yeah, they're double minus. If you think this is bad, you should hear the shit we have on the away. Hard drive. Yeah. What you're hearing is the best of the best.
It's the plus of the minus.
It's the plus of the minus. It's the
otherwise
best.
It's double minus.
It's the best of the worst. So we've got like 5, 6, 7, 12 of those, whatever we have, or unfinished episodes or whatever. And I didn't feel that any of them were quite prime time ready. They needed some help. They weren't good at all. They were half finished episodes where we needed to, you know, finish an interview with somebody or whatever. And so I decided to run the 3 Frankie B episodes that we had done. I cut them up. I put some extra material in there that we hadn't used in the original episode, and I threw it together. And some asshole comes out of the woodwork after 261 5-star reviews. Some asshole comes out of the woodwork and leaves us one because he was upset that 90% of that episode was material we had used previously.
Yeah.
Now, here's my question to that asshole. By the way, you're not an asshole. Keep on hate listening. Actually, you are an asshole. Keep hate listening. We'll take the hate listeners, too.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
We will take them.
Yeah, we love you all. My
best
question
to
is,
you best and worst to you.
Yeah, and best to you. Fuck to you. Scrundle slap right in your face.
Yep.
My question is, why didn't you just turn off the episode? If you didn't like it, if you had gone, I already heard this, why didn't you just turn it off?
Yeah, they're one of those people that has to know what happens next.
Yeah, they really are hate listening because mm-hmm. they have to get all the way through to really confirm.
And
that
it was
Brian,
like a 2-hour long.
It was 2 hours and 15 minutes long. The crazy
thing. We got
thing
you.
Is, the crazy thing is a majority of the people who listen all the way through that episode, which is insane. I never expected that. I honestly thought people would drop off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
What I was intending to do was give people who had never listened to the show, because we had a whole bunch of new listeners over the couple weeks before. I had intended to give those people kind of a taste of the Frankie B universe, knowing that we were going to do yet another Frankie B episode that same week. So we took one day off, ran one 2-hour episode full of Frankie
Day.
B. Memorial Day. It was Memorial Day. You took the day off too, jerk off. And you got to leave me a 1-star review. You know how that drives my OCD crazy? Drives my OCD crazy. Could have left me. I mean, make it even. 2 stars.
We'll take the good with the bad.
I guess.
And the ugly.
I guess. Well, you know what they say. If someone's hate listening to you, they're listening to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get to this week's content so we don't yet piss off more people. Oh, now they're talking about Frankie B. Now they're talking about Frankie B. This podcast double sucks. I don't want to edit my review. You know you can edit your review in Apple?
You can.
I didn't know that until I went a podcast that I like. I went and I was like, I like this episode. Let me leave another comment about it. But they won't let you leave 2 comments. They'll let you review. They'll let you edit your review. So I updated my review. So you know this jerk off is probably going to update. Oh, there goes my glasses. Look at that. Hey, everybody. Hey, welcome to TCB. Hey,
Granny.
Hey.
Granny Brian.
Hi. How you doing? How's everyone doing out there? It's me, Granny Brian.
Granny Green.
Granny Green. Thought I'd stop by the podcast, see what's going on. Yep, same shit. More Frankie B. Can't you have an original thought in your head? You know, I worked hard to born all these young out of my womb so you could be my grandchild, and here you are talking about Frankie B. Wasting your life talking about this jerk off Frankie B. I've heard it. We've heard it. Put it down. Stop talking about Frankie B.
It's okay. It's okay, Granny Green.
All right, I guess I just get a little upset. You know how I get.
Put your glasses back
up. You know how I get when I don't have my methamphetamine. When I don't have my Mountain Dew amphetamine. I want a sex doll, by the way. I want one to have here in the studio so that we can have a friend.
We can perch her back here.
We'll perch her back here. We'll perch her over here. Mm-hmm. And I want her. So if you have a connection to get a sex doll on the cheap or a used one or something like that.
One of those brothel ones?
If one of those.
That's out of commission now.
If you have
now?
A sex doll, a brothel sex doll that's no longer being used, contact me because I want to have one. Or maybe we'll buy one for the studio. I'll figure it out. But if you have a sex doll connection, help me make some magic happen because I want one here in the studio. I think we can have some fun with it. And by fun with it, I don't mean sticking my dick in it. I mean, or do I? Who's going to know at the end of the day, right?
I'm editing, Astrid. I'm editing.
I can hear that sex doll making noises again.
She's got her red dress on.
That's right. I know it. This is the noise she makes when you're having sex with her. Update. Initializing. Downloading. Rendering.
Or is that what noises you make?
No, here's the noise I make. Hey, baby. Here's the noise I make. I'm so sorry. I'll try better next time. I do a lot of crying during sex. Oh. It's the truth. Did you watch the Friends episode? Did you watch the Friends reunion?
I did.
What'd you think?
Yes. I liked it.
Yes.
I liked it. She says
yes. What'd you think? Yes.
Well, okay. So I had heard from another podcast that I was listening to. Uh-huh. They were kind of like, yeah, you know, it's just them and they're kind of getting together and whatever. And I was like, yeah. So it wasn't on my list. I loved the show back in the day. But then in my mind, it was one of those things where I wanted to kind of make it. I just wanted to remember them like it was. I didn't know what to expect. But I did watch it last night. And I thought they did a good job.
I had a lot.
There was no revelations.
Were you a big Friends fan?
I was more of a Seinfeld fan.
Yeah, me too.
And then I would go ahead and watch Friends because it followed it.
It was on that Thursday night, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Thursday night audio domination or whatever. I forgot what it was. Thursday. What
they
was
were
it?
Paired together.
What was it? Thursday night was...
It was Thursday night funny.
Chrissy, Thursday night funny. I think it was a better marketing plug than that. The people at NBC. Okay, guys. We got four number one shows. We got Cheers, Seinfeld, Friends, and Frasier all back to back to back. We got to come up with a slogan. We're going to knock it out of the park. How about those Thursday Night Funny?
Yes.
Brilliant. Who is that guy? James. James, what department do you work in? I'm the exterminator. Hire James. James is the new head of the marketing department.
Yeah.
Thursday Night Funny. Put it everywhere.
It I was, just remember Thursday nights were funny.
Yeah, but I watched them together. Yeah, they had a whole thing. It was like Thursday night. I forgot. Anyway,
I like that.
Whatever. So I was more of a Seinfeld fan too. Friends started when I was about 17 or 18 years old. Mm-hmm. I thought Jennifer Aniston was the hottest thing that ever happened.
Yes,
to Earth.
Of course.
I still think she's incredibly attractive.
Yes.
My wife knows. That's my one. That's mm-hmm. my lady. Right. If she walks into my life and is like, for one night. You can have Aniston. My wife would be like, okay, one night.
He's called
got
it.
Him for one night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to cry.
He's just going to cry.
He's going to cry. He's going to cry. He's going to cry. And it's, yeah. He's going to cry. And it's not going to be a lot of fun for you, Jen. So you it's know. Okay. I'm on this charity tour. I'm going to Dean, the sex doll guy, and Brian next. I'm going to the canoe guy. So I I never was a huge fan. I watched it more in reruns than I did.
Yeah,
actually,
I think me
live.
Too.
I right. also think at 18, 19, 20 years old, I'm not sure that when I was homeless, I'm not sure I had a TV. Number one. Number two, I'm not sure it's the most important thing on my mind at the time was watching TV. So I watched a lot of this stuff in rerun. But I can't say that I didn't enjoy it because I did. I liked Friends was kind of like a, to me, it was like a no brainer type of comedy that you would just watch, right? No brainer.
It was funny.
Just watch it. It was funny. It was interesting. Whatever. They had this reunion, and before it even came out last or a couple Thursdays ago or whenever it was, they were talking about how bad the reunion was. Like, oh, it's horrible. This is not what you expect. James Corden's a douche. Like, you know, why are we doing this? Why are you getting everybody back together to essentially talk about not being back together? There's no episode going on. There's no update as to where the characters are. They're just sitting on a couch remembering all the things.
Yes.
Which, by the way, they had done with Conan O'Brien back in the day right before they went off air. They did the same thing. Right. But Conan O'Brien was the person who was talking. Now, all of that said, Astrid really wanted to watch it because she was a huge Friends fan. So she watched it. I caught most of it. And I have to say, I actually found it pretty enjoyable.
I did too.
I was like, oh, you know, and it was it was a little, I guess it's emotional because I'm at a certain point in my life, like a certain age. I'm at like 20 and, you know, a douchebag who doesn't understand that I don't have the rest of the world in front of me.
Right.
I guess I get a little emotional sometimes when I see other people getting emotional about times in their life that were important.
Yes.
And so I thought to myself, well, these people really experience something that no one else will ever experience. The kind of stardom that, by the way, no one will ever have again. No television star will ever have that kind of fame and fortune again. Now, they may have that kind of fortune, right, like money-wise, but I'm talking about like fame and fortune as far as being known throughout the world and just the kind of rocket ship that these people took in just two seasons. They were all of a sudden multimillionaires, most famous people in America, for sure, without
everyone
a doubt.
Everyone wanted to be them or be with them.
That's right.
Yep.
And everyone talked about Friends. That doesn't happen now because we have our own channels.
Yes.
And we only tune into our own channels. We don't tune into
Splintered.
That's right. You have so many choices that it's, you know, getting 2 million people to watch an NBC show now, 2 million, 3 million, is a big deal. But back then, they were regularly getting 16 to 25 million people to tune in on any given Thursday night. And that didn't include the reruns or whatever other episodes that they were doing. So I kind of got emotional thinking, yeah, these people really went on a rocket ship ride together and now they're here and they're revisiting it. Now, I have to say, Chandler or Matthew Perry, he doesn't look so hot. I think there was some speculation that he might be high during this, this taping.
Yeah, or drunk. I saw something about drunkness.
He looked bad.
I can't talk.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Chrissy's also drunk during our reunion special happening right now. TCBTV special reunion. Remember episode two last week when episode two came out? So I watched it and I was like, okay, this is good. I actually thought this is well done. It's well put together. They smartly cut Matthew Perry out of most of it.
Yeah,
right?
They did.
So, did you notice that?
Yeah,
that he was like in almost none of it. And it got me thinking, you know, I should go back and watch Friends because I've maybe out of the 255 episodes, I've probably seen 60 of them, 70 of them, 80 of them, maybe. I not all of them, certainly. So I thought, oh, you know, it'll be a good venture for me to do in all of the free time that I find myself with is to go back and watch Friends from episode one. So Astrid and I started doing it. And the first thing that I realized is just how fucking old that television show is.
Yeah, it is.
And how bad the first couple of episodes are. They're really cheesy and corny.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing biting about it. There's nothing witty or satirical. It's just kind of cheeseball comedy, right? And I thought to myself, I thought this was much better than it actually was.
That's the thing. That's why I didn't want to watch the reunion because I wanted to remember it as like a funny show and not cheesy.
And most of my ex-girlfriends say the same thing about me. They're like, I don't want to see Brian again. I just want to remember him as the asshole who cried in bed. So what did you who looked the oldest to you?
I think Courtney Cox looked the youngest.
Courtney Cox?
Yeah, I thought she looked really young.
I thought she looked a little plastic fantastic, if you ask me.
Well, maybe that's why she, I don't know.
Well, but
she
looked
like a sex doll then.
Yeah, she did look like a sex doll. I mean, she's still a very attractive woman.
They all looked good.
I thought Jennifer Aniston looked the best, for sure. Well, but I'm prone to, she looks like a natural beauty.
She does.
Like,
she
doesn't even look like she had any work done, right? She looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she had her boobs done, but she looks great.
Yeah.
And then Phoebe Cates. Is that her name? Phoebe Cates?
No. Phoebe was her name on the show. It's Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah. Phoebe Cates is a whole other actor.
Lisa looked good.
Yeah,
right?
She does. And she's been in things. Both her and Jennifer Aniston have been in things consistently.
Yeah, those two.
Different TV shows and different
Jennifer
movies.
Aniston does a lot of like, she does a lot of like independent films, which I appreciate. And I actually think she's a pretty good actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Lisa Kudrow's done it. But so is Chandler. Or not Chandler. What's his name? The other one. The kind of tubby. Joey.
Joey.
Joey. What's his real name?
Dang, if you hadn't asked me.
Joey. Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc looks a little, he looks a little chunky, mm-hmm. looks a little chubby, but that's what happens when you got a bunch of muscles and then you get older. It's like turns all into fat.
Yeah.
But he looks good and he's pretty fucking funny.
He is, yeah.
David Schwimmer looks like he has permanent, he looks like he has had a ton of plastic surgery.
He was very smiley.
Thank you for inviting me to Friends
Reunion. I thought it was kind of cheesy when they were doing the table reads, like now, of the stuff that they, the episodes.
You know what happened? During the pandemic, as people were thirsty for content and they started to figure out how they were going to get people in a room to do stuff, mm-hmm. one of the first things that happened, one of the things that happened in coordination with like the actual new content that came out that was filmed during the pandemic was the West Wing table read special, the stage special. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
They took one of the episodes and they did it on a stage, like not with a bunch of sets, but just like a desk, mm-hmm. a doorway. And that was it. And they took all the original actors except for John Spencer, who played the chief of staff. And they got E.B. What's the guy, the black guy's name, the really good looking one? Elba mm-hmm. Eastman. What's, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The guy who's going to play the new 007.
Yes.
Super good looking guy. Super great actor. And so they replaced him with John Spencer. Anyway, that was a huge hit. And it was a really good show. It was an episode I've seen a million times.
Really?
But it was done so fantastically and tastefully. And it was a great show. So I think they wanted to like kind of pick up on some of that magic.
Okay.
Right? But they didn't. It ended up being a little bit cheesy.
Yeah.
But to me, everyone like was in rather good spirits. They all seemed to have, mm-hmm. Jovial personalities about it, except for Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Who looked fucked out of his mind. I'm sorry. He was like...
Well, then I saw a few days later that he had broken up with his fiance.
He did?
He was like 40 years younger than him.
She was like 19 years old. Yeah. Holy shit, was that girl hot. I was like, wow. But when you got that friend's money...
Yeah,
when you got that friend's money and you're going to make that friend's money for the rest of your life, I can understand having an addiction to something, some painkillers and alcohol.
Yeah.
And he looks so gaunt and drawn out, and then he was so. This video's out online. Maybe we'll put it up on the show notes. There's a video. The three of them are sitting there. The three men: the Schwimmer and the LeBlanc and the Perry.
Yeah, and the Perry.
And they're sitting there, and LeBlanc is talking. He's on the far left, far right, and he's talking. And then Schwimmer's in the middle, and then you got Perry. Perry.
Well, they were playing like a win, lose, or draw type game or something. Too.
No. I'm talking about this is like a, like they're talking to E.T. They're doing like,
okay.
They're doing promotional stuff. Uh-huh. Right. But someone took the outtakes from that. And so one of the cameras is panned in on Matthew, on LeBlanc while he's talking. But the other camera has got all three, the camera angle has all three of them. So they cut to the camera angle with all three of them. LeBlanc is talking and Matthew Perry is like this. Shh. An interview over here. He's pointing behind the camera.
Oh.
And he's like, you can hear him. He's like, I'm trying to interview over here. This one over here, this camera. He's so hammered, right? He's like falling off his chair. You know how people get when they're drunk? Hey, me and her, they're talking. Mm-hmm. Let them figure it out. Those are adults. Right. Let them figure it out. You guys figured it out yet? You guys let them figure it out. I just told her that he's sleeping with her best friend. Everyone's adults. We can all figure it out. No, don't get in the middle. They're punching each other. The police came. I guess that didn't work out the way I hoped.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry is doing that whole number, right? The whole drunk number.
Did I miss that?
I'll show you the video. Okay. Right? And so LeBlanc finally is like, is everything okay? And the director is like, hey, we're like filming all three of you. And he's like, oh, they're all three of us are getting filmed? Matthew Perry's like, all three of us are getting filmed? And LeBlanc's like, you know, hey, man, why don't I just do this the whole time you're talking? Like, all of a sudden it's a row, right? And I'm like, wow, he showed up hammered, man. They cut him out. Because he was probably doing that the entire time.
Okay, you have a video that wasn't shown on the reunion.
The entire time that they were in this reunion, the 3 days they were filming this, I can just see Matthew Perry like, hey.
I think he was the one that said too, because I think it was James Corden that said, hey, do you all still talk? And they were like, yeah, we still talk. If somebody needs us, we're right there, we'll talk. And Matthew Perry goes, no one calls me anymore.
They don't because you're a drug addict. Yeah. And, you know, when during the show, while the show was going on, Matthew Perry actually caused production to stop for a number of months because he had to go to rehab. Mm. If I remember correctly, I remember correctly, he had an addiction to painkillers, a bad addiction to painkillers, and he had to go to rehab. And this was a big deal at the time because it was like production got stopped, right? Yeah. So that he could go to rehab. And I'm sure these people are like, dude, we are making $2 million an episode. We worked really hard for this. Can you can you like ratchet it down to 4 Vicodin a day instead of 300? Yeah, dig some aspartame in you, bud. I mean, or keep your Vicodin addiction under control like the rest of us.
Right.
Huh? You don't have a doctor who helped you with that shit? Little up, little down, get you going for the show. Come on. Be a functioning addict like the rest of us who are making $2 million an episode. Right.
That's it for episode number 3 of TCB The Lost Tapes. That's our Fireside Edition. Go to www.tcbpodcast.com. That's where you can watch all the video, listen to all the audio, and connect with us via social media. If you would, do us a favor. Take some time and rate and review us on your favorite podcast provider. We sure would appreciate it. Subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and at thecommercialbreak on Instagram for content you can't find anywhere else. Until the new season starts, and until next time, we always say we love you, we always say best to you out there in the podcast universe, and then we always salute you by saying bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.